So he leaves Parish Hadley in 1969, and then what does he do?
Oh, goes on his own.
It says here that he left Parish Hadley in 69. After working for another firm, he established his own firm in 72 with a partner.
Yeah, Michael LaRocca.
All right, and then on his own in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they split finally. When I met David, he and Michael were living together. And anyway, due to me, that caused the split. But they stayed in business for the next, 10 years or 8 years or whatever. And much to David's credit and Michael's credit, and somehow they made it work. I just didn't go into the office, so to speak.
Right.
But anyway, Michael was always nice to me and never was horrible. But anyway, it happened. Life happens.
Well, there was a lot of emotion there, wasn't there?
Yes, yes.
Right. Then didn't he want this firm to include both architecture and interior design? At the time, that was kind of out of sync with the modern system.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, a lot of architectural firms probably, they may have done interior design, but it wasn't what we consider comfortable and pretty. It was much more, let's say, commercial maybe. I mean, really strict architects are very particular about what goes into the building as far as how that the furnishings are going to look. It's kind of like when Philip Johnson did a house for the in Houston for the I'll think of the name. They're an oil company, the Schlumberger's, and it's a wonderful house. It's beautiful, but she had Charles James, who was really a fashion designer in New York, do the interiors. Well, I'm sure it probably horrified Philip Johnson. Because it's just like this, he has this very clean modern house, and here comes, he puts in these things, but it all works. It's a very magical house.
Well, his concept then wasn't it put to test when he was commissioned to design and decorate his first Georgian house.
Mm-hmm.
He says this was a defining moment when he went from Bauhaus architecture to a classical architect. Can you explain that?
Well, Bauhaus is very, that was in the 30s and the, I guess maybe late 20s, and it was very clean architecture, very much like the buildings that the first big glass skyscrapers that went up, just all glass and steel, very Bauhaus. That's what you'd kind of consider maybe Bauhaus, is just clean lines. And I once had a teacher who said, when a wall meets the ceiling for decorators, it's a celebration. In the Bauhaus, it's just very simple. It just meets. When you get a decorator involved, it's going to be, you're going to have a crown molding, you're going to have something happening to make this a statement. But yeah, David, the first project that David did was for a man by the name of Ralph Falk in Chicago, and he asked David if he would design a Georgian house for him, which was a wonderful opportunity because David had never done that. It was pretty good size. I mean, it was a good size house, that's for sure. But just beautifully detailed. And David loved it. And
so he could start from scratch.
Yeah, he could start from scratch. But that's what he loved. He liked
it. And Mr. Falk, is that his name?
Yeah, he was, Ralph Falk was, his company was Baxter. And then it became Baxter Travenol, and a huge pharmaceutical company. And if you go into a hospital, all the bags that are sit there dripping usually say Travenol or Baxter or something, and that's the company. And anyway, his father started it, and they lived in Lake Forest, Illinois. And anyway, he bought land on Green Bay Road, a beautiful part of Lake Forest, and David got to design this wonderful English house.
Yeah, something to take a chance with somebody who had never done this before.
Yeah. David had met him when he was at Parish Hadley because he was married to his first wife, Suzanne. And David, Mrs. Parrish, was doing Suzanne Ralph's house then. What street they lived on. But anyway, it's a beautiful, kind of a very nice, very, very pretty house. And anyway, they did all the decorating on the inside. And Suzanne liked David. And then Suzanne and Ralph got a divorce. And when he remarried, Ralph called David and said, would you design this house for me? So anyway, David did. So anyway,
were you involved with renderings in that?
Yeah, when he did that, did renderings, and then we did renderings of curtain details and all that sort of stuff for him, which was great fun.
So that was your biggest job too, probably.
Well, it was, yeah, one of the kind of first big kind of things, doing all kinds of different things, which was great fun. So,
right.